Mr. Wilner joined us as our leadoff hitter this morning. Thank you for doing this.
I always like to hit in the top of the lineup. No problem.
I know you do. I've been told you like it on top.
I got the wheel.
The lineup. So you got the wheel. Hey, I'm going to ask you. Should Gibby be back?
I think so.
Okay, let's move on.
So, you know, looking at the first 150 games or whatever, I mean, there have been a couple of times this month where it's felt like maybe he's got too many toys to play with and he's made that one extra move trying to get something going. But in general, and this is a guy who runs his bullpen well. This is a guy who puts the players he has in their best positions to succeed far more often than not. That's what you want out of a manager.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it, if somebody would, I don't know, kidnap Munenori Kawasaki or something, though, just because, that's one of the toys you'd like. Frankly, it's one of the toys I'd like Gibby to stop playing with.
Well, but you know what the truth of the matter is, and it is a sad truth, that Munenori Kawasaki is hitting right-handers better than any of the other options.
This is true.
Third base.
This is true. He's just not as good defensively.
Yeah. And we saw that again last night when he couldn't make a throw from deep in the hole at third base. But I don't think, you know.
We're talking
about Kawasaki over Juan Francisco 100 times out of 100.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We agree. We agree with that. But you're right. If there's been a thing that's kind of disappointed me, it's been the use of the bench. I don't know what the hell George Kateris did to somebody. I know George Kateris isn't the second or even third or fourth coming of Johnny Bench. I get that. I don't know. Maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's got the flu.
I played last night.
Well, yeah, finally, Mike.
Yeah.
Finally. I mean, who the hell, you're going to tell me you'd rather have Josh Dolley up at the plate than him? And again, I know that we're not talking about, there's not a huge difference. But what I'm saying is, the hell's a guy doing up here? I mean, he hasn't played for about 2 weeks. And, you know, Dan Johnson is here. I mean, you're going to pinch hit Munenori Kawasaki for Ryan Go. Against right, I'd rather have Dan Johnson up there. I mean, I know we're, you
no,
know,
I agree with you 100%. The Kataris thing. I mean, the third catcher, right? You always have a third catcher in September, and there's only been one or two at bats where I thought I'd rather have Kataris here than Tolley. And I'm very interested to see if Kataris doesn't catch Dickey next week once the Blue Jays are eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, because that's a way better bat, a guy who gets on base way more than Tolley does. But yeah, there have been a few times where Gibby will pinch hit position for position when he's got Dan Johnson sitting there, and I'm thinking, well, why? But those are really minor things in the grand scheme.
Well, yeah, they are, but, you know, it does. Look, this is a guy in John Gibbons who, in fairness to him, hasn't always had a full bench at times throughout his second tenure here, because the Jays have gone with the extra reliever. But again, and I'm not saying Dan Johnson's going to single-handedly turn the fate of the American League East division around.
He's done it before.
Well, bingo. That was my next point. But you know, you're right about Gibbons in terms of his use of the bullpen. I think that really, I don't think anybody could have foreseen the type of implosion we saw this year. Maybe we should have been a little more skeptical about Steve Delabar just because. But I really think when Steve Delabar lost his effectiveness, Mike, I think John Gibbons spent a couple of weeks trying to almost rearrange the coordinates of the bullpen when Steve Delabar wasn't there.
Well, Steve Delabar is half of it and Sergio Santos is the other.
Yes,
half.
Exactly.
You know? And yeah, it's funny because I remember talking about this in spring training about bullpens and how bullpens go up and down and relievers very rarely have back-to-back good years. But my point always was the Blue Jays have enough good stuff in that bullpen that they can overcome a bad year or two.
Right.
But, you know, Delabar was terrible. Santos was terrible. Cecil had a terrible first half. Aaron Loop's not as reliable as he was the last couple of years. All that stuff is very difficult to overcome in tandem. They've managed to do it now with, you know, Loop kind of coming back, Cecil having a phenomenal second half, Dustin McGowan being good in the bullpen, and Aaron Sanchez being down there. But it took a while for that stuff to resort itself. And Gibby did a great job trying to push the right button.
Yeah, and I think we're probably, Mike, both in agreement about the manager's ability to exercise influence offensively in a game. You know, I've always thought.
Did you listen to the post game last
night? Yes. People seem to have the idea that the hitting coach is an offensive coordinator. I don't know. I mean, if you watch enough baseball, you know that there are, you know, yeah, I guess a manager can put a hit and run on and stuff like that, but it's not like football. You can't coordinate an offensive attack. I mean,
right.
You just can't.
But part of it is our fault, and by our fault, I mean the media in general, because the truth of the matter is, through the month of May, so many people, just all they talked about was Kevin Seitzer.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't fair to him, and it wasn't fair to the players. Just like, you know, he's not magic.
Yeah.
Nobody can make a guy hit. They can help him. They can watch video with them. They can give him a little tip here and there. But it really comes down to, it's up to the players to execute, and there's really not much coaches can do about that.
Mike Wilner joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Mike, what do you want to see the rest of the year from this team? What has your attention the rest of the year?
I want to see them win some ball games. Mm-hmm. I want to see them go into New York and perform. I want to see them come home and you know, be better against Seattle than they were in Seattle when they were just completely snuffed out. I'd like to continue to see Aaron Sanchez pitch well. I mean, he put a couple of guys on yesterday in his inning, which is unusual for him. I want to see a little bit more Kendall Graveman, because he had a pretty interesting outing last time out. He's only pitched twice.
Mm-hmm.
Not the first time. Nobody reached base the last time. But really, I just want to see them win some ball games. They've still got a chance to take improvement over last season if they start to play well again. And that's the best way to close things out.